I mean, it hangs ceiling to floor. They gave her a card that was 93 inches long with 93 words in it.
Wow. 93
words in it? Yeah.
Y'all let me know if you need.
Thanks.
That was from one of her friends.
Wow.
Oh, cute. So this is me when I graduated from college.
Wow.
I was 58.
Oh. She graduated from Georgia.
Oh, wow. That's where Becky's going to school. UGA. Yeah.
Your daughter?
No, Becky.
She's my student. Becky.
Oh.
So what year were you born in?
I was born in 10, but I didn't get to graduate until after my husband died.
What did you major in?
He was sick all the time. Had what people call Crohn's disease now, but they didn't know what to call it back then.
Yeah. So were you born around here in Roswell?
I was born up there where I live now. But I didn't live there but 6.5 years. Then we moved to Roswell. I was born in 10.
Mm-hmm.
That was Roswell too.
Yeah, it's close, ain't it?
Well, it wasn't Roswell then, it was country.
What was your family like? How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had two sisters and one brother, but my little sister died when she was 1.5 years. But my older sister, she was 5 years older than me, and she lived in that house where I live now.
Wow.
When she died.
Was your daddy a farmer?
He was for 6.5 years. And then he went into the automobile business in Roswell.
Mm-hmm. So he did a little bit of everything, huh?
I remember we bought that great big building, I thought it was a big building in Roswell, from this Jew man from New York. And he had all kinds of things that I'd never seen before. But he decided to move away, and we bought the place, and he left some of those things in the attic, and one or two of the things we saved, because they were antique, you know.
Yeah. Wow. So he had had a store there before your daddy had an automobile
industry? Oh, yes.
Wow.
A department store.
Those old department stores are really neat. There's some of them back where I come from, and they've got some really neat stuff in them. Yeah. So when did you move into town then at that time?
Moved, yes.
Yeah. What was the town like back then? I bet it was a lot different than it is now, huh?
Well, we had, I think it was the third automobile in Roswell.
Oh, wow.
It was a Ford. We bought that before we left the farm. And so we had already made one trip in our new Ford. And we went to South Georgia to see relatives, and we got stuck in the sand. And then we went shopping in our new Ford, and we went to Atlanta in it, and got through shopping, and my parents decided they'd go to the movie, and they didn't have one in Roswell then. And so they parked the new car, went to the show, and when they got out, the car was gone. It had been stolen.
Oh my gosh.
So they found it several weeks later.
Good Lord.
Out in a field down below Columbus. They had given out a gas and just left it there.
Oh my goodness.
And it still had all of my things in it that Mama had bought me that day.
Oh, wow. So somebody just took it on a joyride, huh?
Did they ever find out who took it?